Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Greenleaf Season 2, Episode 4, Revival. Let's get into it.
Cut it up.
Yeah.
Gotta get it, Mary. What's up, y'all? Hey,
getting
Jesus
into me.
Yeah,
get that spirit
right now.
Hey. God is good all the time.
God
is good.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Right. Hey.
Hey. Don't really brought the
light. Spirit is in the building.
Oh, what's up, y'all? My name is TK Trinidad. Thank you for rocking with us. This is episode 4. Let's introduce the host. Let's get into it.
My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
And my name is Raquel Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
All right, Shaka. Yeah. Shaka has brought us a guest, y'all. First, let's say praise the Lord for Shaka. Shaka's blessed us again with his presence, so thank you. And he's brought us a guest.
Well, we are blessed with the presence of Ben Patterson, who played Noah from last season. An actor, musician, and all-around badass.
Hey, all around. What is Oakland's shirt? He's
with
repping.
My Oakland shirt.
He's out here.
So where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Benjamin Patterson all day, and on Twitter at Ben Just Creates.
Nice.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
I stalked you a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Then
the baby's cute. He was about to go and then he's like, oh, but.
You stalked me.
He was going to get ready to
I was ready to no, it's not really what happened.
Well, that's what happened.
Yes. He's saying da-da now.
Oh, nice.
That's what I do.
Was that the first word?
No. His first word was awa.
Awa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water.
Okay.
Wow. So is he doing a bilingual thing or?
Oh, no. That's the best way to do it.
So your baby's a genius.
Right. Ben just creates.
He's just I'm online and I was wondering how to say water.
Right.
Be special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So do you have any questions for her? You just want to get into the. Let's get into it. So much.
Juicy.
So much. Such a good episode. So I figured I'll just go relationship by relationship so we can kind of get it in because I think somebody got in us because we missed a relationship or we talked too long about certain relationships. So I got y'all. I read the comments. We're going to time it. So 2-3 minutes, get the buzzer going. Her relationship. So first, Charity and Jabari.
That's just.
I mean, I feel like this episode we kind of saw where their relationship was going to go. I mean, I feel like it was either one or the other. I don't think.
Well, we still don't really know that it's going anywhere, right?
Well, Charity hopes it's going somewhere.
I think Charity has high expectations, and I think she likes Jabari a little bit. So you've seen a little flirting here and there. But I think, unfortunately, Charity's going to either get her heart broken again, because I feel like Jabari's going to hit it with a, by the way, can I get Kevin's number?
It wouldn't be that far-fetched.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so I feel so bad because she has these high expectations, and I'm like, baby, no, I feel like you're going to get your feelings hurt.
And you know she likes him because she, Jabari just sent this over to me.
She also has that commonality of being up on stage with her, so that's something that Kevin could never give her.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, this is it.
Absolutely.
This is the one.
Do you think that she likes him, or do you think it's because of her situation with Kevin that's pushing her somewhere else? Say, you're in a job, right? You don't really like the job because something bad happened. So now you're going and looking for another job, but you wouldn't have looked for another job if your other job, you weren't having problems at that job.
I think it's a little bit of both. I feel like it has to be a little bit of
both. Because when Kevin took his shirt off, I was like, girl...
When Kevin took his pants off, I was like, oh, okay,
that's what I'm so mad because everyone, we rewinded
We did rewind it.
Oh, really? I need to rewind again. That are we getting, classic. Are we doing the snaps?
I was like,
rewind.
The rewind, the pause.
Oh, my.
We didn't pause.
So the stereotype.
We didn't.
So the rumor is true.
I'm going to go with Kiki on that one with Jabari. I'm going to go with that.
I think that's what it is. And I think that because she has these high expectations, she's kind of pushing Kevin away a little bit.
Kind of.
She's definitely pushing him away, and I think she thinks that her and Jabari are going to work out.
Because the unknown always represents that thing that could be the better thing. Yeah.
And my heart's going to break for her. Not saying I know this is going to happen, but I just feel like,
I'm just glad they're co-parenting, well. Like, it's so you far. Know. Yeah, so far.
Yeah,
baby's new.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I like that she's being honest with him about how she feels. I mean, when they had their, you know, intimate moment, she was just like, I can't, you know, it's just not working for me anymore. And I like that she was raw about it. That?
She's not even trying. Yeah, we can.
I'm gonna go with you on that one.
Look, she's not even trying.
She's not trying.
Yeah. And that's what we were talking about earlier. I said, you know, the thing about Charity, I would say, Kevin at least is trying. So this is my thing with Charity. I'm like, either you're going to stay in this marriage and you're going to try, or you're just going to say, I can't do it and we
which
have
is
to,
what she did.
Which
she did.
And
but now she's like, let's figure it out. Either you're going to just get the divorce, do it. Yeah. Don't play games.
Right.
Just do it. Or you're going to, either you're going to work with your husband and be like, either my husband's bisexual.
She can't help if she's not attracted to it, though. Like, that's the only thing. Like, I understand, like, playing devil's advocate between Charity or with her feelings. If she's not attracted to that, then she's just not attracted. And, like, that's where I felt for her in the sense. And then on top of that, you have to understand, too, that he's still lied to her about the entire situation from the jump. So she's probably hurt in a lot of different areas. So, I mean...
I don't know if she's not attracted to him so much as she's, like, thinking about Jabari.
Yeah.
I think she's like,
I think it's both. I think for her, it's more of, like, the trust because she felt like Kevin went behind her back with the whole, I'm on... Even though he didn't... take it a step further and go on a date, well, kind of, and had sex. Kind of went on a date.
For
a lot of people, when you talk to a lot of people who have been cheated on, they'll say it's not the fact that they cheated, it's the lying. Yeah. So I think that it's Jabari, but I also think it's the trust now with her and Kevin.
Yeah, but she's not even trying. This is the thing, she's not even trying. So I wish she would try more. Yeah, you're like, okay, well, I don't want to have it. They didn't do counseling.
Right.
Like, they didn't do any of the stuff that, especially being a pastor's or bishop's daughter, and like growing up in the church, not to say that, you know, you have a whole set of different rules, but at least kind of, you know, because if you start saying, oh, well, we got a divorce, that's the first thing people are going to say. Did you do counseling?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, what was wrong with the relationship?
She hasn't done any of those steps. And he's doing some steps.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
He's doing the whole drinking the juice.
But see, that's where I feel like it's hard. Yes. You have to beg the question, is it nurture versus nature of why is he staying with her because he loves her and he's been with her for so long?
Right.
Or is it because he's just, you know.
I mean, but during that scene, like the love scene, I believed it.
I feel like, I mean, you've made a child with this person. You've spent so many years.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but there's so many different levels to love. And I feel like if she, as a woman, is not sexually attracted to a man who's attracted to men or possibly maybe bisexual, she can't turn that on that way. So for me, it's like, I can't be mad at Charity for not being sexually attracted to this man who may have feelings in whichever way. It doesn't matter. But I mean, I just think you can't blame her for feeling that way.
But then you're still talking about love.
But yeah, as a love triangle expert, do you think... Do you think she's giving it a chance? Like, should she be giving it more of an effort at this point?
I feel like she could do more.
Yeah.
He's I feel like, is taking the steps, or at least even if they're baby steps, he's taking some version of, I'm going to try to make this work, and she can at least meet him halfway.
Yeah.
Because if she's doing that and nothing works, then maybe they do take that extra step.
Right.
But also, if she's going to break it off. But she has the whole family image thing to deal with. And
so,
it's like,
now she's going to have to explore her own sexuality.
Right. Because, you know.
Mama got to be happy, too.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
Jody?
Mama got to have a life, too, Jody. No, but I totally agree with you. You know, I feel bad, but it's like, either Charity, you're just going to go in and meet this man halfway.
Right.
Because Kevin is trying. I don't know. I know he loves her. He's really trying, but...
But I think her not breaking it off immediately is for him, not for her. Mm-hmm. No. I think because she said, unless you want to, essentially, you want to come out, then you can call it what it is.
He's like, no. Yeah. Chill out, Charity.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially, Charity needs Jesus. Let's move on. Lady May and Pastor Jacob.
Ooh,
just too much drama.
I like that he just showed up out of nowhere.
I think in my notes I was like, ooh, Lady May got into some dirt.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something
Yeah. I just love Lynn Whitfield. She's such an amazing actress. She is.
Can we talk about that intro into the episode, though? With the fast forwarding of the maids and everybody moving behind. I was like, the cinematography is amazing.
Yeah.
And
beautifully done.
And it was, and it was very theatrical because we had Bishop coming in and singing. Yeah. And they were like talking. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm living in this moment.
And I caught the East Coast version of Own Tonight. And so it turned out Lynn Whitfield stood there for 6 minutes.
Wow.
It wasn't like they sped up everyone around her.
That's amazing.
She's so great.
Yeah, she embodied that entire scene.
I'm like, Lady May got some drama about to.
I know. It's so messy.
So now, Pastor Jacobs, his son is going to be moving in to help with that whole scenario.
Who's that?
Pastor Jacobs.
Yeah. Oh, see, now, right. I'm like, now that Lady May have a baby.
Well, that's my question. But
I don't think so.
I mean, 9 months is a long time to, like, disappear.
Yeah. Right. And she's already married, though.
Yeah.
But we don't know if she... I went to a convent to go do some work in the Philippines.
Because she feels so nervous.
It's a lot.
She feels... The Philippines.
Laos.
She feels so nervous that Aaron is here and that Aaron is staying. And she's like, why are you staying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this a baby that you had and gave to Lionel and said, don't come back here with my
second
baby.
That's a weird... Unless he was a boy at the time and remembers her being there. Because
she feels really uncomfortable that
with the son,
his son is staying.
I don't think... Maybe the boy thing, but I don't think that she carried him and then...
They kind of look alike.
I want to lean on that because the fact that maybe he was around. Because little kids will...
They
will
remember.
Recall and be like, oh, wait a minute.
It was you.
Right.
Is that who I think it is, Dad? And it'll just be another season.
Right. Another layer.
It's something. It's either he was around or... Because she's so uncomfortable. Yeah. Not only just around Lionel, but around Aaron.
Even more so around Aaron.
She can... Lady May...
It's just too much going on. Right. It really is.
I'm like, don't be breaking my Bishop's heart.
I like the quick reveals, though. They're not dragging stuff out. Right. Like, we know right away Lionel's the guy she cheated with years ago. Like,
So, obviously, there's going to be more to the story. An icon, Tim Reed.
I love Tim Reed.
Shout out to Tim Reed.
Shout out.
I immediately was like, sister. Immediately. Because that's just in my mind. As a kid growing up,
you used to be like, sister.
Yeah.
All right. So, Gigi and Mac.
Child.
She is on his heels, okay? I know it's a lot, but at the same time, she's just so angry. And I understand, because that's your sister. And that's really what is, like, fueling all of her fire, going to his house and talking to his dates. She's waiting up all night after parties. That's what I'm laughing at. Like, she's on a mission.
Sleep.
But
she's
autopilot. Yes. And I thought, though, that she was going to end up getting the police, or Mac was going to call the police on her, because it is harassment.
Right, so but he did.
He could have been arrested, but
he
sent the message.
I just felt like that was going to happen, and then it ended up happening, and then I was like, okay,
But did you, I mean, to me, she looks so determined when the police had come in to talk to her.
Yeah.
As if, like,
she
I hear what you're
coming.
Saying.
Right.
Let me figure out how to go around this, because I'm not going to stop.
Right.
I will not stop.
Let's talk this out.
Every date, I just loved it because, like, the date's getting in her car, and she's like...
do you know
that's
he's
scandalous.
A child molester?
That was... The lady's like, what's happening now?
Right.
See, the thing what she should have done is which kind of might have been creepy, but either take her license plate or followed her a little bit away.
Right.
So, because I understand for TV purposes it made sense, but, you know, in real life, if you're going
to
do that.
No, but I think she wanted him to see her do
that. Because she pulled the bat move last time.
Beyonce move,
I'm like, what is she going to do next? Gigi's not playing.
I think she wants him to know that I'm going to do this in front of you.
Yeah. Like, the same way I have to live with this, you're gonna live with it.
And I just love how he hit her with, "You say you're a Christian, man."
I was like,
"Well, that's what you
well,
do."
Well, I mean,
that's
you're supposed to forgive.
You're supposed to forgive, but at the same time, you are contradicting yourself to the highest degree when you tell another person.
Not unless he's now
saying things
on the path.
True, valid, but I mean, I just feel like
now when he had Lil Shorty up in his apartment, and he manipulating this young girl. Can I have some whiskey? No,
right? It's just
a predator. You're a predator.
Yeah. Okay, you're a master manipulator.
And I would say, that Christian line hit me hard until I remembered, like, what he had done. And I was like,
I get why he's saying it, because you are supposed to forgive. But then you think about, like you said, the crimes that he's done. You're like, bro, you want me to get that bad again?
Yeah.
Beat you upside your head.
But what would Jesus do?
beat him upside his nose. Yeah. No, but you know, I do want Gigi to be careful because, like, the police said, like, we're here to protect you, and right, he can turn it all around.
He could lose it.
Exactly.
Because his clout is deep.
Lose it.
So I just want my girl to be careful.
If it's just her and him on the street.
Exactly.
Who knows?
And he's not a big fan of hers.
He's not.
And really, because I believe the cop had said, or she didn't. He didn't press charges because of how it would affect the father.
Yeah, the mother.
Or the mother. Yeah, instead of just her and the family.
But at the end of the day, Mac knows that, like, there's something between Lady May and Gigi. So even if she were to get arrested, Lady May would be like, okay, well, you came back here to cause trouble anyway.
Right.
So there is something, I don't know if he did that to threaten her, but that's not much of a threat because Lady May, I don't know, she won't care.
I think she would care if Gigi got arrested.
I don't know.
Oh, for the church, she would care regardless.
For the deeper meaning.
She's like, you can't do this to the family.
Right. Yeah. It's still, no matter what, it reflects back on the church.
For that image.
So maybe that's the
high brought low.
So another relationship, Triumph and Calvary.
Ooh, that's getting rough. See, when you start going to out-of-state attorneys to get permits pulled and then shut the power off and get a sump pump removed. And you're really trying to, like, derail this train.
It's a lot. I feel like Bishop, because Bishop is still kind of wary that Basie is Daryl's son.
Right.
Because he keeps bringing that up. He's like, I only remember two girls. I don't remember him even being in the picture.
Oh, so maybe it's like a transgender thing. Why not?
Mr. Basie.
Why not?
I
mean,
you're like, oh, hold on.
What? It's just too many doors opening for me. And I'm like, I need one to close because I'm trying.
Yes, I was the daughter.
I mean, it almost makes sense.
Jesus.
They keep hampering on this two daughters.
Yeah, because remember when Basie said he spoke about his two fathers.
Maybe it was Tracy before.
Tracy and Basie.
We're adding it in.
But Basie talks about his two dads. Yeah. So I feel like that's going to come in because Basie's like, I had a father and then I had a dad who actually raised me. Mm-hmm. And Bishop's like, I don't remember this kid. So maybe he grew up with the stepdad. I don't know. But Bishop, I feel like, is not going to let up on that. And then they're getting the permits, and it's going to be a war.
And then Tracy comes out.
Tracy. Guys, I'm Tracy.
The big reveal.
So do you guys think it's, like, a good idea for the... Because this is not a norm. This happens on a regular basis, both in secular and, I'm thinking, in the churches as well. So do you think that it's a good move, or do you think it's going to backfire? Do you think it's going to look... You know, it's obviously going to come out eventually, but do you think Bishop will come up on top, or do you think Jacob will come up on top?
This one's tough.
Well, in terms of delay, they'll be able to delay the construction.
Right. But you can delay it for years.
Yeah. So it sounds like they'll probably come out on top if they have the right attorney. You know,
the right
legal people.
The right details.
But at the same time, Basie does have a little street in him, so he might not take the legal route. He might go up to Bishop and, take a different route. So you never
go that legal way.
Because Tasha sounds like she's ready to go.
Right. Oh, gosh. Tasha's ready to ride for her man.
Okay. Yeah.
She does a little shady, though. She's cute, though. She puts on that little smile, and she's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like everybody, really, in that church.
So we never know. There's some options on the table.
Oh, boy. Okay, and Bishop and Lady May. Oh. I love that relationship.
I do too. Yeah. And I'm very happy that he's taking it upon himself to finally go to the hospital and really treat and understand his procedure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because that's also a light kind of shadowing or highlighting what it is like when Black men have problems going to the doctor and stuff like
prostate
that.
Prostate exam and everything.
Yeah. And that's something that's a huge issue.
Why are you laughing at me?
Like prostate exam.
it's a big thing. The guys
right.
Not
well,
because
last time it was the other keyword that set y'all off week. And I was like, well, okay.
What was last week?
I said it wrecked, and everybody like went because we were talking about like if he can't become stimulated. And once I said it wrecked, it was like over, and comments.
God is good
all the time.
We're so stupid.
I don't know what to say.
I love their relationship, but I'm gonna be heartbroken when Bishop finds out about his good friend. Because you can tell they have a really great relationship.
Right.
And his wife.
You smashed
and
the
even
homie.
The homie.
Wow.
You smashed the homie.
Oh,
that's what
geez.
It's going to be.
Damn,
that's
son.
That's what I thought.
You think the bishop is going to say, you smashed the homie?
No. Transgender. We got transgender things happening.
No, the fact that she
thing Bishop say?
You smash the homie. But literally, that's immediate. Like, when I saw it, I was like, dang.
We gotta see if we can get him to just give us that to say.
Right, his voice.
That's that
you
voice.
Oh, I love his voice, but I'm gonna be heartbroken because I love them together and I love Bishop. So.
I don't think they'll get. I think that'll be heartbroken, but I don't think they're gonna.
I don't think they're gonna leave each other. But it's just gonna it's been too long to see Bishop heartbroken because he really loves May. And I feel like when it comes to men, to know that your friend, like I feel like when it's women, it's different. But when it's a man, even though they're older, I feel like he's gonna have some resentment.
But here's my question: can he take real offense if he knows he was with a sister?
That is true. Oh,
you forgot.
Was that confirmed though?
Enough for me. I mean, we don't know like to the extent.
I mean,
but
Bishop
for me.
And Oprah.
Yes.
Walking in the rain.
Okay.
Shadi, you're so right. Yeah, so he can't be, but he will.
He will be.
What would Jesus do?
But at the same time, I can always.
It'll be a superficial. Like it'll blow over in a day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
We love
it. And they've probably been through so much already.
I smashed a homie too.
Please pocket that and
smash the homie. You smash the sister. Cool, we good.
We got everything in the sister.
20 years ago, we evened it out.
That's gonna take over this church across the street.
I'm mad. Not 20 years ago. We good. We're done. We're doing our vows.
What I'm hoping though is because what it seems like Bishop got with the sister before he got with May. That's what it seems like. But I want to know what happened in their relationship where Lady May thought, or Lady May had the relationship with Pastor Jakes.
What brought
that on? Was he traveling? Like, I kind of almost want to know that. Like, I definitely think it's not going to separate them, but like, was he traveling?
Because she says, you thought I would run away with you.
And then you were going to come save me. So something was happening where she needed to be saved at some point.
So I wonder if this was when her and Bishop first started, or she felt like... Yeah. She was trapped, maybe, and he felt like he was going to be the knight in shining armor.
Like maybe he had a bigger church, and they were just starting out, or so
it could be. It's an open.
It's so much,
we have to know.
And then Sophia and Gigi. How's that relationship?
I love their relationship.
That was such a beautiful moment when she got baptized because it takes. One, you're older now, so you can make that executive decision for yourself. Because most of us, I don't know about you guys, but I was baptized when I was an infant. Yes. So, I mean, that's not really a choice that you make.
I was baptized like 10 times.
Oh, really?
You just need it.
West Indian culture, there's like different churches. So I was like Catholic, Anglican. Yeah. So I did the baby thing, and then I did the Catholic thing and Catholic church, and then I did like the grown thing. Like, all right, I need Jesus. Let's do this.
And see, I want to do that too. So I really love that moment.
You want to do that?
I want to re-baptize myself.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because, I mean, when you're an infant, like, I got baptized. I want to make the choice to give my life to God. So, or give my life to Jesus.
Package that, too.
Smash the homies. Give my life to Jesus.
Wrong package. Don't put it together, though.
Right. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yes.
She was just listing the package.
No. But, I mean, I think it's a beautiful thing when you can take the action yourself and say, no, I want to be knowledgeable of that experience and have that with you in your own memory.
I also love it because she's a teenager. She's a young lady. And, you know, a lot of young kids, some, not all, they don't really have that mind. And, you know, when her mom brought her back home, she didn't really tell her daughter about her past, kind of, and that, you know, she wasn't part of the church life. So I love that to see this young high school girl that's like, you know what, I want to be baptized.
Yeah. Especially at the point in the episode when it came, because, like, I felt like I was broken down. Like, everything was breaking down.
Yeah, too much.
And then finally we had this beautiful, beautiful moment. So it was perfect timing.
And I like how she kind of really ignores everything negative that's going on, too. Like, she's kind of forgotten about the boy situation. Like, she just...
For moved. Now.
She's like, me and
well,
Jesus,
I mean, for
we
now.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, that's my man. For real. But, yeah, no, I'm loving. And then I also like the fact that she's learning a little bit more about Gigi, too, with the whole girl group that she used to have. Like, it's just a nice mother-daughter moment. So.
Yeah, and did you see a little clip from
she's
almost like counseling Gigi.
She's like, I'm gonna pray for you. So I love that the baby is like,
getting
mom.
Gift. Yeah, she's gotten the gift.
But I love their relationship. I think they have a great relationship. Yeah. I think their relationship is getting much better.
Yes.
So what do you think about Zora and her and Zora and Sophia's relationship? Because Zora only had like two seconds.
Yeah.
I think they're setting they're setting them up to be like diametrically opposed.
Yes.
Gonna, here's a good girl and here's a girl off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's going to have to try to come in and save her, but will she drag her down with
her? Yeah. I think in the end they're going to still be as close as they always have been. And
it's
going to
take a minute though.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I think something traumatic will happen and then Sophia is probably going to come in and be like, look, I don't want to do this with you anymore. Nothing negative. Like, let's have that relationship that we used to have and it'll be fine. Like, especially as they age, it'll be better because they'll have a better understanding just as they become adults.
To me, all bets are off. After Kevin and Charity, like, split, I was just like, they're willing to just like ruin this for me, aren't
they?
Right.
Yeah, like,
so like, I don't even know. Yeah.
And then Bishop and Jacob, his son.
Ooh.
I just want them to hug.
I do too. No, when they saw that billboard though, that billboard was hilarious.
Is that Jacob?
Right. He said, yes, it is.
That is awesome.
That's my son. He's like, where?
Oh, he looked like he didn't even know it was there himself. Like,
I don't think that was the first time he knew it.
Right. Yeah. I think that was a genuine, like, okay, I'm not going to look too shocked. Call so-and-so.
Get that thing burned down. And it's funny that he told him everything else about, like, with Mac's situation, but didn't tell him about Jacob going to the other church.
Yeah.
Right. Which was interesting, too. Like, that's what he's more embarrassed by.
Yeah. I mean, I think so, too. Like, I mean, it's your child. You want him to do... you want him to do the best, and you didn't see him being a pastor as his calling.
Mm-hmm.
Now he goes off and does that. And now, instead of going to another state,
he's across the street.
Right.
For the church that's trying to take you down.
Right. Meet you at the dome. Right.
And we have another relationship we didn't really see, but obviously Gigi and Darius.
Right.
And my own question. And of course, you don't really see much of it tonight, right?
But, yes.
My own question is for you, what would Noah think of Darius? What would his take be?
Yeah.
I think Noah would be more distrustful and protective of Gigi at the same time, just instantly, like right off the bat, like, no.
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever he says. If he brings chocolates, don't eat them.
Do you think he's good, though? Would Noah think that he's okay or just bad for Gigi?
I think he would want her to be happy.
Right.
And that's the gentleman way. But the history between them two is like, no, I don't even care if I'm maybe getting married, maybe not.
It's not happening.
You ain't going to have no boo.
That's my girl.
So Noah, come back. Yeah. Come get it popping.
Come get it popping.
Keep it popping. Gigi's like, I'm waiting for you at the door. Okay. For real. Package it.
Just package all of it.
Just for Kel's packages.
Sit him talk.
I love it.
TK's like, I'm done with you guys.
Right. Look, no. TK, no. You
TK
bring everything
that on every social platform. Benjamin Patterson all day.
TK's like, all right.
Okay. What I did notice is that Pastor Jacobs, he had a really interesting service. So he said, or sermon, he said, Jesus comes back in threes. And everybody, when he came back, everybody was asleep.
Yep.
And now it's funny because like everybody had a different emotional reaction, but it feels like the person who had their emotional reaction thinks everybody else is asleep. So Lady May thinks that everybody's asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gigi thinks everybody's asleep. Yeah. Bishop thinks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like everybody can relate, but they think they're in that. They think they're in the
they
Jesus.
They think they're the center.
The center of it.
Kind of how like it is for I think all of us in life too, right? There are moments where we're like no one understands, no one gets me. But if everyone's feeling that way, it's sort of like, well, maybe I'm not being that person to understand for them.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
It was interesting to see Lady May crying as well and her taking in all that emotion.
Right.
I'm like, what are you thinking about, girl?
She needs to think about Jesus.
Well, the whole thing with the father that she's taking on,
that was a lot.
I think she sacrificed a lot more that we don't know about.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe her own happiness, possibly.
Yeah. Well, clearly with her father, I mean.
Yeah, that was just,
she's literally sacrificed all of her happiness. Yeah,
but maybe maybe she should have run off with this guy.
Yeah, maybe something was happening that we don't know yet. I hope that does come out.
It is interesting, like, especially in the Black community, you have, like, when you talk about psychologists or talking to people, like, that's frowned upon.
Right? Yeah.
And it's interesting to see that, like, other than Kevin, everybody else that's... Because everybody...
not even trying.
Yeah. Everybody clearly needs to talk to somebody. Yeah. And, you know, it's not even... Or even the first step is... It just seems like...
Admitting.
And it seems like they're so far away from, like, the basic as far as communing with Jesus and, you know, just... with God on a daily basis. Yeah. Like, it seems like they're so far away from just that part.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just kind of like, just, I mean, if you were to take a moment and just see, then you would see that everybody's not sleeping and everybody is experiencing the same thing, and maybe we should have a conversation about it.
I think it's hard for people in general to accept their flaws and to say that, okay, I need correction.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially when you're a devout Christian or you've grown up in the church, you feel like you have to be perfect all the time.
Right.
So if someone tells you that you are flawed in some type of way,
you
take it offensively. And I feel like that's, you know, just as humans, whether you be Buddhist, Muslim, whatever your background is, it's just hard for people, I think, to just accept that there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, but it's the most freeing thing when you realize that
really
you are flawed. Like, look, I like to tell people.
So, I don't know what they're talking about.
You said I'm perfect.
Hashtag unrelatable.
Yeah. I'm pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm here.
But what I don't get, the person that does that the most in this episode is Kevin. Kevin is the one guy who's like, I'm got issues.
I'm
plugged, I am dealing with them.
But I'm like, I'm human. And everybody else is hiding behind.
And I'm trying to get help. And no one's meeting me halfway.
When I'm mad at Charity about the Jabari thing, the next time, I'm sorry. You know, I was wrong to hear this.
And not saying that homosexuality is in any way, shape, or form a flaw. Because
The flaw was I'm in a marriage.
Right, right. I just want to make sure there's no misinterpretation.
Cheating on the
Lolo.
Yeah,
but the thing is, he admitted to all that, and again, we're not going to get into this whole thing, but he admitted to all that, and he's trying, and it seems like nobody else. It almost seems like he's the one
of all the characters
actually awake, and everybody else is sleeping.
Yeah. He's. I mean, I feel like he's wanting to better himself in any way that he can for his wife, which is what you should do for your spouse.
Yes.
What is he?
I mean, but
because if he's not really, if he's trying that hard and he's trying, then maybe he's just not really for her.
Right.
And that's the
but he's giving it an effort. He's giving it an effort that no one else.
He's doing exactly what his vows are telling him to do as a Christian man. Yeah. And that's where it, like I said, it goes back to that nurture versus nature situation. Like, if you are this way, then.
But also, I didn't even believe that.
We talked about
that
last week.
I didn't even believe that.
our fans were not. We went over time last week. I think we are, you know, paid up until next season.
Very deep layered discussion.
And I didn't even really believe that, though. I didn't really believe in that moment that Charity with Kevin right her shirt off, ready to go, would have actually said no.
Yeah.
I felt like I felt in reality she was like, well, let's just see what's going to happen.
Let's just see how.
Let's just try.
Yeah.
Yeah. You took that shirt off, I'm already in bed.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, I believed it. I believed that he really was like, no, like, I want to make love to you.
There was an emotion there.
Yeah.
At least try, because you won't know until you try it.
So,
right.
So I think she really
I've
said no.
I've heard that before.
I think she said no because that Jabari. So I think it's going to come in that house crashes down.
I think, and that's what I think is going to hurt her, because she, to herself, I think she's like, I'm going to save this all for Jabari. Yeah. And I really think Jabari's going to hit him with so Kevin, single?
What? Bam.
Is Grace the oldest?
Grace is Grace. No,
I thought it was
Charity's the baby.
Charity's the baby. And
Jacob's the oldest.
Jacob was the oldest.
Maybe it's Grace.
So.
Maybe it's Grace.
No,
I thought
the
Grace, Faith,
who died.
Grace, Jacob, Faith, Charity.
Yes.
I thought Faith was the baby.
Well, yeah, I thought Faith
you guys
was
the baby. I thought Charity was the baby.
And here's why I'm asking, though, because I keep thinking maybe, and hopefully I'm onto something, it could be that she was, Lady May was about to run off with the pastor, and then she found out she was pregnant with Grace.
Oh.
And that's why she never really liked her, because she's the one that brought her right back.
Oh, man. That's vicious.
That's good.
That could be it.
That's like, good.
Like, you're the one that
so
brought me back in.
That's good, because she...
No. Still Bishop's child.
I can double down on that.
Uh-oh.
Aaron and Gigi are twins.
Oh!
Stop. Have a time. Did you hear that?
No. I'm trying to like conceive of that.
Wow.
Or Aaron is the baby that she really wanted.
No.
And Gigi's not the baby she wanted.
All right.
Let's
good night.
Let's bring it back. It's late, guys.
It's late.
But Shaka, I think you might be on
that.
Something, because she has some type of grudge towards Gigi. And now that Lionel's back in the picture, Aaron's kind of in the picture. It's something to do with her back in the
Something's
day. And he thought
up.
He was going to save her, and could be.
Maybe that's
all right. Well, I just want to say, Shaka, that's a good one. Thank you for joining us again this week.
Shaka was here for season one.
We're all, the rest of us are very new. There's some people who didn't really like the dynamic, but they were really happy that Shaka came and
and they're very happy that you guys brought the twist here, some unique perspective.
So that I just like, you know, wanna, cause I admit my flaws, so I just want to, you know, she has a master's in petty.
So let's reel it in.
Predictions.
Well, I made mine. I'm gonna leave that one on the table, so I'll look to the rest of you guys.
Actually, do you wanna slip?
What can you predict?
What can you predict?
Yeah, please leak.
Oh wait. Kevin and Charity.
Yeah, that's where my prediction's going.
I'd say Kevin and Charity, not Charity and Jabari. I don't see that happening. I think Lady May and this new is it pastor? Or is
yeah,
it bishop?
Pastor. Pastor.
I think what's going to come to light is actually going to be something a little bit more positive instead of being like a big negative secret that's going to come out. And I think Gigi's going to have a pleasant surprise pretty soon.
Like a Kevin surprise? Like
a Noah surprise?
A guy comes and takes off his shirt.
That's true. That's true.
Kevin's like, Charity's not working. Let me go to Gigi.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was like, Kevin's surprise.
Like a Noah surprise.
Right, like a Noah.
You know, I can't speak to it. Okay. But
we'll just hope.
Yeah.
Right.
Follow me on Instagram.
All right. Let's see. Prediction. This is, you guys are all good. Like, you guys are just coming left and right with them. I think also, not a Charity and Jabari. I think my poor little Charity gonna get that little heartbroken again. And I think she's gonna have high expectations about Jabari, and then I was going to say something inappropriate, but I was going to curse.
Kiki Boom Boom?
No. Something inappropriate? I was going to, never mind. But yeah, and with Kevin, I don't know what's going to happen with Kevin. Like, I feel like once him and Charity separate, hopefully he'll be able to.
Seems like he'll be the happiest out of everybody.
Yeah, he'll be able to live his life and do his like, thing.
Do you think he'll be with guys or women?
Maybe both. I'm hoping that, you know, if he can just admit to himself, like, you know what, I actually like both, instead of be like, I don't like men. You do. Just either you're bisexual. Either you're bisexual and you're going to be happy being with men and women. You know what I'm saying? Even if he gets with another woman, it doesn't mean he does not like men. Yeah. He's just going to move on to someone else. I would love to see him.
Going
to
be mad again.
She's going to be upset. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he did lie. Yeah. He lied about the trust thing. Lady May. Lady May. I feel like something's up with Aaron. I don't know if it's because he's her mystery baby. Maybe Auntie Oprah knows something. I feel like something big is going to come out about Aaron and Lionel, and I'm going to be sad to see Bishop. I don't think they're going to break up, but to know something happened with his guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, it's nothing like worse than you see like somebody so much in love and so invested that long to like, you see the heartbreak.
Yeah.
And he's such a great actor that I could, like, we're going to be like,
I feel like I'm going to shed a few tears. But the episodes are just getting better. The show's an amazing show. Yeah. So every episode, I'm like, dang.
Explosive.
It's getting crazy. So I'm excited for the
But I hope it doesn't get, like, so crazy, like soap opera-y crazy, where, you know, like, No, because then it'll just kill the. Because like what I do like about it is showing a black church, and it's showing that, you know, there are flaws. Yeah. You know, because you see it, and you know some pastors give off that feeling like, okay, well, you know, we're perfect. Not they don't give it off, but they kind of give that air that we're perfect. And then everybody else in the congregation's like, well, we're not, and we're doing it with all these issues. Mm-hmm. And you know, so it shows that there's a flaws within the church. That's what I really like about it. So I want to definitely hope it keeps true to life.
Yeah, I think it's played pretty truthfully. Every now and then I get nervous that they're about to make a choice. And like
it's
like
a little bit too much. Too much.
But they always know the opposite direction. But
they've been doing really good.
They bring to the edge and they're like, oh, no.
Bring it on back. Yeah. But it's getting great. So I'm excited to see what's to come. Because I feel like I'm going to predict something and something totally different is going to happen.
That's
so.
How I feel too. But no, I mean, I think that Kevin and Charity are going to become really good friends. I think they're going to learn how to co-parent. And I think that, I feel like in that last scene with them, that was very intimate when they had their heads against one another.
Right.
I feel like Charity is starting to understand. I know, but see, I feel like it's gonna become a very healthy relationship, and they're gonna be able to revive themselves as the episode was going.
Ooh,
but
look at you.
Okay,
look how she did
and,
that.
Right, okay, yes. For real, because Carissa and Jacob, like they've revived their relationship. Yeah. They're a lot
stronger.
Went down
a freaky street.
Okay,
yeah, I was scared for them.
And
for a
but they stayed together.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I mean, one is not sexually attracted to, you know. But anyway, but yeah, and I think Sophia, now that she's baptized and now that she's kind of encompassing or engulfing herself in the church, I think she's going to become very, very active.
Right. Nice.
And then I think that Gigi's going to find some way to detain Mac.
Okay. So, will we be
in some way? I mean, with the police's influence.
Yeah. So will we be invited to your baptism?
Of course. Yeah. This is not in the works, but you know,
I mean, if you want to do it during the season,
you want to do it here?
Wow. No. Oh,
I know. So,
no, thank you.
Could we get Keith David in?
Oh, wait, yeah.
What?
Get Pastor Greenleaf. Keith David in here. Are you ordained?
I can't be if I go online.
Right.
$39.
No.
Tune in next week, guys.
Right. No.
Baptizing. Boom.
There's Boom. No prediction for that. You are not getting a baptism next week. But
can we get it in the season? Like, can we do like a live chat?
I feel like my baptism would be a little bit more personal, a little bit more between, you know, intimate you
and
between God.
Fans and
yeah, and your
fans. No, thank you. But you guys can see, tell me how you feel in the comments. It's not going to happen, but it doesn't matter. But
next week, like, well, we got that comment.
Right.
Go ahead and pour some holy water.
Right.
Wow.
We've covered it all.
Sad. Yeah. Right.
Aliens.
Right. It's going to come pick up the church and fly away. And then...
Well, then. Wow. Okay, I just need to...
Need to take a minute.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And all right. Four episodes
in? Yes. Yeah, we're four episodes in. So, Ben...
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can people find you?
People can find me on Instagram at Benjamin Patterson All Day.
Ew.
And on Twitter at Ben Just Creates. And Facebook is my name, Benjamin Patterson, with a check mark.
And then any, like, products or projects that you want to tell us about?
Not yet.
Okay.
Musically, we know you're a musician.
Musically, yes. I'll say just if you when you follow, you'll see. There's a few little leaks here and there, but around May, it'll be popping.
Nice. Keeping it popping.
And definitely come hang out with us again.
Please.
Come hang out with us. We'll put a bunch of packages together and act all crazy. So definitely come hang out with us.
I can't wait till you put these back. Please do something for us this week, please.
The fans will kill me.
But I mean, just say it personally. Where can they find you?
Yes, guys. I'm Nakia Monet. Thank you guys so much. And thank you guys for being in the comments, all the feedback. We love you guys. Thank you so much to Ben. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ben, for coming. My name is Raquel Harris. And you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And my name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Thank you again, Shaka. And baptism for Raquel.
Not here, but yeah.
Thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate it. Love all your comments. They're getting more positive than negative, so appreciate that. But, you know, we definitely read it. We definitely want to get better every episode, and each episode of Greenleaf is just getting better on top of that. So keep rocking with us. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Just TK, no extra.
It's T-E-A.
Yeah.
T-E-E.
Oh, T-E-E.
Right.
No, just two letters.
T-K's.
Yeah.
package that.
At TK Trinidad, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Thank you, Ben.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.